Howdy, regulars. This is Regular Dispatch 116. It's October 12th, 2020. We've got another 321 from James Clear. Three ideas from James. One, do the most important thing first each day, and you'll never have an unproductive day. Two, lack of confidence kills more dreams than lack of ability. Talent matters, especially at elite levels, but people talk themselves out of giving their best effort long before talent becomes the limiting factor. You're capable of more than you know. Don't be your own bottleneck. Three, entrepreneur's mind, athlete's body, artist's soul. Two quotes from others. One, professional volleyball player Gabby Reese on the power of going first. I always say that I'll go first. That means if I'm checking out at the store, I'll say hello first. If I'm coming across somebody and make eye contact, I'll smile first. I wish people would experiment with that in their life a little bit. Be first, because not all times, but most times, it comes in your favor. And to writer Hugh Walpole on being a generalist and a specialist, the whole secret of life is to be interested in one thing profoundly and 1,000 other things well. And then he closes with one question for you. What am I reinforcing each day? That's it. I'm happy for these to often be commercials for James Clear's little 321s. They're quite good. I'll link to them again if you're not subscribing directly. And do the most important thing first each day, and you'll never have an unproductive day. That sort of idea repeats all over the place. It's a very popular sort of idea, at least in more popular in theory than in practice, I'm sure. And I think in terms of the cycles of these routines, deciding late afternoon what the most important thing is for tomorrow is a really great habit. And that Ivy Lee method of writing it down, writing it out by hand, stack of index cards or post-it notes or scraps of paper, doesn't matter. Write it down, tape it up somewhere so that it's sort of Darren Roberts and many others on the night routines. I'll tell you that I did last night. I set out the running gear, I set out clothes for today, kind of reset everything, got everything back where it goes. I didn't, and I haven't been getting out this little, I have, you know, a little microphone here and that sits on a little tripod, and I'm using a Tascam recorder. I probably should be doing these just straight into the Mac. I have a USB Mac, or I'm sorry, USB mic that I could plug right in. But this little routine works just fine. And I'm not setting this up because I don't know, based on the sleep patterns of everybody else in this house, where I will be recording, which of the available spots will be better. Basically, where I'm at furthest remove and quietest from the rest of the house still sleeping. And so, because some nights, one of us goes in with our little girl occasionally and things like that. You never know. At any rate, I don't set those out, but if I did have a place like that, I can imagine how much that would even grease the skids even more, just to be able to go sit down, hit the little record button, and start. Every little thing you can sort of clear the path for, get out of your way, the better. I like the idea of going first, especially, I suppose, it's best if what you're bringing with you when you go first is something good. Kindness, generosity, help, resourcefulness, something. And not the power of going first when you're a jerk. You don't want to be the one initiating ill will. That reminds me of a scene in Noah Baumbach's, I think, yes, The Last Days at Disco, at the end of the film. They're in a cab, a couple of the characters, and they're riffing about, to thine own self be true. What if thine own self is a bad thing? Quite funny, as those three early Baumbach movies are so good. Metropolitan, Barcelona, Last Days of Disco. If you haven't seen those, I highly recommend them. I just watched Squid and the Whale for the first time recently. Enjoyed it. It's a sad, sad movie. But Baumbach comes through for sure. But going first, that's really nice. Just take the initiative and put yourself out there. And if you're leading with kindness, it's just helpful. The also too the idea that confidence, lack of confidence over lack of ability. So really, just those are similar, I think. But just within yourself, go first, and don't be your own bottleneck. I think through that one a lot. Don't be your own bottleneck. I've about finished Four Disciplines of Execution. Very good book. We're going to start implementing it across our company. I'm going to be very interested to see it in practice and application at all levels. So I'm really looking forward to that and being just part of the weekly sessions and accountabilities. I've got a couple of buddies so far here, regulars, that we've decided we're going to run the Austin Marathon, which is scheduled for Valentine's Day. I think it will be on Valentine's Day, even if they can't do it like normal, with everybody running simultaneously downtown and all the spectators and everything. They've already outlined scenarios based on stages of where the city is with COVID at the time. So it may be a virtual run, everybody at their own house and course. It may be runners, but no spectators. We don't know. But it's a great galvanizing, just plant that flag and have something to train around. And we're going to experiment a little bit, I think. I'm going to try to get us to experiment a little bit with having that shared target and sharing our, doing a little bit of a light kind of 40X wig. The wildly important goal for us is just get in marathon fighting shape. And so you have weekly goal. You share your weekly goal. And then on a cadence of weekly reviews, you just have these very quick sessions. They can be 5 to 7 minutes. In our case, they're going to be 30 seconds because it's mainly just going to be happening on Slack. Did you hear? So we've already, three of us have shared what our run plan is for the week. And then on Sunday, we'll share if we hit that plan and what the plan is for the next week. And then, of course, you can riff about obstacles and things and how to get better, how to do it better. So I'm really looking forward to that. And having that as an anchor that kind of keeps us in place and motivates getting out there. There's going to be, I've looked at the schedule, and like the last couple of weeks, I just tried to run 4 times a week, and I only ran 15 miles, so they're not very far total, 15 miles total for the week, the last 2 weeks. And this is the lightest week of this 18-week training cycle, and I've got 24 miles this week. And it gets up, you know, into the 40s. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm excited. And for what it's worth, too, it isn't yet 7 in the morning here. 7 is still a little ways away. I have plenty of time, I think, to get this posted by 7 in the morning. That part is coming easier. Hope you had a great weekend. Definitely did here. And bunch more to I'm thinking about and want to talk about, but I'll leave it for later in the week. Y'all have a good one.